Welcome to episode 63 of Life with Mitty. This episode, we'll talk about Tesla software deployments and why your car isn't lying to you when it says you have the latest version, when everyone else on Twitter says you don't. Let's talk a little bit about what happens on Twitter anytime there's a new version of Tesla software. Yeah, you know, lots of tweets. Tweets of people announcing that they got the new version. Tweets of people asking why they're not getting the new version. Tweets of people asking influential people if they got the new version and why they get it before the other people get it. And on it goes. It's kind of comical. But really, it all boils down to one misunderstanding that we're going to unravel today. When your car tells you you have the latest version, and everything else you see on Twitter says you don't, well, what the flip? What's going on with that? Is the car getting it wrong? Is there something wrong with how Tesla deploys software? No, there's nothing wrong. Your car is telling you correctly that you have the latest version. But that's the confusion. Because you know it isn't the latest version. Because you see everybody else saying they're getting it on Twitter. Well, here's the difference. Tesla doesn't roll out software to the entire fleet at once. They roll it out in waves. A few cars to thousands of cars. And these waves are specifically controlled by VIN. So at the time your car is asking the Tesla servers what version of software is available, you may not be in the current wave. So the car is telling you accurately you have the latest version. Tesla employees will normally be the first to get any new releases. They're the first to try them out and see if they're working correctly. And deploying in waves reduces the risk of a version that has an issue from affecting a large number of cars. Very recently, the release of FSD Beta 10.10, otherwise known as 2021.44.30.15, was quickly stopped when reports of software crashes, exemplified by red hands on the wheel, immediately take over messages, came in. And it's not just reports of users that Tesla checks. It's also logs Tesla gets from the cars themselves. They monitor the new versions for issues, and sometimes this is the main reason why your car still says it has the latest version. The version you're wanting isn't something you'd like if you got it. When your car is included in a wave, you get a notification that an update is available. Until then, there is nothing you can do to speed this up, other than making sure your car has good connectivity to AT&T LTE, the cellular network Tesla uses, and good connectivity to Wi-Fi. LTE is used by Tesla to notify your car an update is available. Now, other than early access program or FSD beta testers, Wi-Fi is required to download the software. Calling Tesla support will not move your car to an earlier wave. Only in cases where your car didn't recognize or process the update notification from Tesla servers can support push an update to your car. And sometimes that does happen. I suggest calling Tesla support only when you're three or more releases behind and ask if the latest version can be pushed to your car. So how can you watch the deployment waves go out? You can use TeslaFi and TeslaScope. Both of these give the data we need to see live deployments as they occur. Keep in mind that only a small percentage of the entire Tesla fleet have either of these applications tracking their cars, as they both require an ongoing subscription. Yet it's a good statistical sample, as over 29,000 Teslas currently use at least one of these two products. So you can pick either one. I like watching both of them. To use TeslaFi to monitor waves of deployments, you go to TeslaFi, that's TeslaF as in Frank, firmware. Of course, you can DM me on Twitter at LifeMitty. I'll be happy to give you any of the links that I mention in today's episode. The latest fleet updates will display at the top of the screen. And by the way, You don't have to be a subscriber to use this. Both of these products provide this data for free for anyone to look at. So you click the version you're interested in on that list of latest fleet updates. You'll see downloading, waiting for Wi-Fi connection, installing, ready to install, and scheduled to install. It should be noted that these are not in the proper order. It should be waiting for Wi-Fi connection, then downloading, then ready to install, then scheduled to install, and finally installing. You'll also see the install history by day. A deployment wave is currently underway when the downloading and waiting for Wi-Fi connection columns have non-zero numbers in them. It'll also break it down by model, S, 3, X, and Y. Now, waiting for Wi-Fi connection means the car knows it has been included in the wave, but is waiting for Wi-Fi coverage to start downloading. Ready to install means that those cars have finished downloading and are waiting for the owner to confirm they want it installed. Scheduled to install means the owner has set a specific time for the install to start. If you want to use TeslaScope, it's pretty similar, slightly different. You go to TeslaScope, TeslaScope.com/Teslapedia, TeslaPedia/software. Again, DM me, I'll send you a link. The recent vehicle updates will display at the top of the screen. Scroll down to the recent software updates list and click on the version you're interested in. You'll see the number of vehicles currently on this version and showing waiting for Wi-Fi, downloading, ready to install, and installing in the correct order. It's no different for TeslaScope. A wave is currently underway when the downloading and waiting for Wi-Fi connection columns have non-zero numbers in them. Why watch deployment waves? Can't I just watch other owners' tweets on Twitter? Can't I just bother you, Doug? Well, yeah, you can. And sometimes you'll see people reporting new versions on Twitter even before either of these sites detect them. So I do monitor Twitter as well as using TeslaFi and TeslaScope. And did you know you can search Twitter also? Instead of adding your favorite Tesla community member? I don't know that I'm everybody's favorite Tesla community member, but I do get added from time to time on, what version do you have? I don't mind responding, but it's yet another thing I've got to respond to. And it may be hours before I see the tweet. So don't get mad if it takes me a little while to get back with you. But I'm happy to respond anytime. Unfortunately, none of this tells you when it's your turn. When are you going to get the software? But hopefully, using these tricks can ease the angst. If you see the current wave has stopped, meaning there's no waiting for Wi-Fi and no downloads showing up, they're both zero, then you don't have to bother with checking your phone constantly. You can breathe, relax, and just wait. Hopefully, you'll be in the next wave. Coming up next, winning the version lottery. We all get a turn at this, whether we realize it or not. Now, I've been a lucky winner several times, and if you're patient, eventually you'll get in on a first wave for a particular release too. Unfortunately, it's usually the one that nobody else cares about, or it's a small release with not a lot of new cool features in it. But eventually, everybody takes a turn on this. The deployment software is keeping track of that. Now, how it does it and the method it uses, I don't know. But what I've seen over time is my cars occasionally get in on a first wave with a new software release. And sometimes it's been a release with a long-awaited feature. Well, that's like winning a large jackpot. But sometimes it's a release with nothing big. It's like winning a free trip to your hometown. Wah, 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 wah. Cars will participate in different waves over time, and the risk is spread out. So most of the time, the software you get on your car is already pretty well vetted. Most of us don't get in the first wave. Ergo, that's why it normally feels like we're always last. Everyone wants to be first, yet sometimes being the first isn't the best. MIDI My Model 3 got in on the first wave for several releases, these being 2018.50, 2019.32, 2019.40.50.1. Do you remember that one? That was the 2019 holiday release with the new voice commands feature. I got it Christmas Eve at 7:54 a.m. Central Time. That's what started my whole journey of keeping track of voice commands. That's where it started. And the final one that MIDI got was 2020.12. MIDI My Model Y has gotten into several, including 2021.32.5. Now, this one was special. I did win the large jackpot on that one. It was the first release of driver monitoring to the public, aside from the original Gangster FSD beta testers. And I had over 15,000 listeners that listened to that particular episode. MIDI the Model Y also was in the first wave on 2020.44 and 2020.36. These will happen over time. Just be patient. Every car seems to take a turn at this at one time or another. And then it may be months or even a year before you get to be in the first wave again. It acts random, but it goes by a particular unknown pattern, at least unknown to me. Maybe somebody else has better information on that. DM me or send it to lifewithmidi@gmail.com. I'd love to know what you know about this process. Finally, to be notified when new versions are detected, you can also follow Not a Tesla App on Twitter. Not a Tesla App also has release notes available as they come out, a great resource for this information. That's it for this episode. Love to hear from some of our listeners via Twitter at LifeMidi, via email lifewithmidi@gmail.com, and also on the Clubhouse app at LifeMidi. And of course, empower others. You'll never live life on empty. And we'll talk to you next time with more details about Tesla versioning.